Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In The Phoenix Economy, Work, Life, and Money in the New, Not Normal, Felix Salmon takes a deep dive into the reshaped landscapes of economics and labor following unprecedented global challenges. Addressing the evolving world that arose from the ashes of the COVID-19 pandemic, the book scrutinizes how traditional frameworks of work and personal finance have been irrevocably altered. Salmon, known for his insightful analyses, brings crucial discourse on the adjustments individuals, corporations, and governments must embrace in this new reality. Through engaging narratives and data-driven insights, the book serves as a guide for navigating the complexities of this altered economic environment, identifying emerging opportunities, and coping with the ongoing uncertainties. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, shifts in global workforce dynamics. One of the pivotal themes in the Phoenix economy is the significant shift in global workforce dynamics triggered by the pandemic. Salmon elucidates on the accelerated transition to remote work, a movement that was slowly gaining traction but became the norm overnight. This transformation has profound implications for both employers and employees, ranging from changed office cultures to new paradigms in worker autonomy and surveillance. Furthermore, the book explores the geographical decentralization of work, enabling a more diverse talent pool free from the constraints of physical proximity to these workplaces. Salmon also discusses the challenges and benefits of this shift, such as increased flexibility, widened economic disparities, and the impact on urban economic structures where businesses rely heavily on physical footfall. Secondly, the digital economy and its discontents. Salmon dedicates a substantial portion of the book to the burgeoning digital economy, particularly emphasizing on its rapid expansion as a direct response to the pandemic's restrictions. He addresses how digital platforms have not only provided new avenues for economic activity, but have also spawned unique challenges. Issues such as data privacy, gig economy precariousness, and the monopolistic tendencies of major tech companies are scrutinized. Salmon adeptly discusses the regulatory and ethical imperatives needed to manage these challenges, advocating for robust frameworks that ensure fairness and competitiveness in the market. The analysis also covers the digital divide that exacerbates inequality among different populations, stressing the necessity for inclusive policies that bridge this gap. Thirdly, reassessment of personal finance management. The economic shockwaves of the pandemic necessitated a rapid reassessment of personal finance management for many. Salmon digs into how financial resilience has been tested and outlines strategies people have adopted in response. Key focus areas include emergency savings, investment in diverse assets, and the utilization of technology for better financial planning and literacy. He highlights the growing relevance of fintech solutions that offer personalized, adaptable tools for financial health. Moreover, Salmon discusses the shift in consumer spending patterns, the rise in precautionary saving, and the psychological impacts of economic uncertainty on spending behaviors. Fourthly, governmental response and policy evolution. A critical examination is provided on the role of governmental interventions in stabilizing the economy during times of crisis. Salmon evaluates the effectiveness and shortcomings of various fiscal and monetary policies implemented across different countries. Topics such as stimulus packages, unemployment benefits, and support for small businesses come under scrutiny. The author suggests that the crisis has offered lessons on the necessity for agile, responsive governmental actions that not only provide immediate relief, but also promote sustainable economic growth and social welfare in the long term. The discussion includes an assessment of long-term impacts on governmental policy, anticipating shifts towards more comprehensive social safety nets and healthcare reforms. Lastly, sustainable development and the green economy. Salmon does not miss addressing the intersection of economic recovery and environmental sustainability. He argues that the economic disruption presented an opportunity to accelerate the transition towards a green economy. This includes investment in sustainable infrastructure, clean energy, and eco-friendly technologies. The book presents case studies of companies and countries that have integrated sustainability into their economic recovery plans. Furthermore, Salmon provides a critical view on the balance between economic growth and environmental conservation, advocating for policies that facilitate this balance and ensure that environmental considerations are ingrained in future economic planning and execution. In conclusion, for anyone navigating the complexities of modern economic realities, the Phoenix economy, work, life, and money in the new, not normal, offers essential insights. It is particularly invaluable for policymakers, business leaders, economic analysts, and individuals seeking to understand and adapt to these unprecedented changes. Salmon's book not only elucidates the economic transformations in the post-pandemic world, but also provides practical guidelines and thoughtful strategies to thrive in this new, not normal. By integrating concepts of sustainable development, digital transformation, and economic equity, it serves as a crucial resource for crafting a resilient and ethical economic future. If you would like to support Felix Salmon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.